This is Harold Williams. Here you go. 10/16/23 today, 4:30:67. Mr. Williams is a 56-year-old gentleman, married, has two grown kids, doesn't smoke, drinks very little alcohol. Comes in today because of symptoms of cough, congestion, headache, and sinus problems, period. He also suffers from morbid obesity, BPH, hypertension, and insomnia, period. Surgery, appendectomy, medical problems as above, along with BPH. COVID immunization, none. Here you go, sir. Remember, you're not responsible for the ultrasounds. Energy penicillin. Social, he's a truck driver. He's a driver. He doesn't drive out of town. He stays in town mainly. Review of system. He's been having leg pain, hip pain since he was an Ozempic, and he's lost about 20 pounds. He wants to lose another 20 pounds. He's had some nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. Positive BPH, needs to evaluate his prostate. Also need to evaluate him for leg pain and hip pain. Allergy penicillin, medication, Flomax, Olmesartan, Benicar 40 milligram, Flomax 0.4 and Ambien 5 milligram. Family history, mom's alive, doing well, dad died of kidney cancer, lung cancer, was a heavy smoker, colonoscopy scheduled next week. He had a positive Cologuard, and now he's scheduled for a colonoscopy. On exam, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. COVID immunization, none. 226 pounds, 96%, 98.6, 16, 77, 115 over 73. Heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushing pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows minimal edema. Assessment number 1, bronchitis, number 2, sinusitis, number 3, rocephalogram now, next one is dexamethasone, next one is VPAC, next one is Medrol Dospac, next one is Bromfen, next one is positive Cologuard, next one is scheduled for colonoscopy next week. Next number, weight loss, he's on Ozempic, also put Ozempic as one of his medication per his PCP. He's on Ozempic, he's not sure the dose. I don't know if it's 0.25, 0.5, or 1, but he's lost 20 pounds. He wants to lose another 20 pounds. Next time was hip pain, leg pain. We did an ultrasound of his legs to make sure he doesn't have any PVD. None was found. Next time was he does have lumps and bumps in his neck, i.e. lymphadenopathy. Because of that, we looked at his carotid artery. We looked at his neck, his lymph nodes, his thyroid, they were all within normal limits except for lymphadenopathy that's present. Next time, he does have a fatty liver. This was done because he's lost so much weight, wanted to make sure his gallbladder was okay, and he's having some nausea from time to time, but I believe the nausea is related to his current illness. Next time, the gallbladder looked okay nevertheless. Next time, his fatty liver improved. Next time, he does have a slight right ventricular hypertrophy. That's most likely because of sleep apnea, but again, he's losing weight. He doesn't want any workup. Next number, if his hip doesn't get any better, he wants to come back and get an x-ray of his hip. But at this time, he wants to hold off. Next number, he should get better with the help of steroids. Next number, positive Cologuard. Next one is scheduled for colonoscopy. Next number, family history of kidney cancer. We looked at his kidneys bilaterally. No cysts or tumors. Noted. Next was mild BPH. Noted on Flomax, of course, with minimal calcification. Next one, his findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. And we'll get the results of colonoscopy as soon as it's done. Thank you.